I grew up in Miami. I obviously grew up eating Cuban food. I'm Cuban American myself. I have lived all over the world, everywhere from Argentina to Zimbabwe, and everywhere I go, I always crave a Cuban sandwich. This is why I'm anxious to be the taste test judge from afar.
And the rules for this audio taste test are pretty simple. You are going to be judging 2 1-minute, 45-second radio pieces on two criteria. One, which one represents the taste of a Cuban sandwich better using audio? And two, which one makes the better historical claim for the ownership of the Cuban sandwich?
An audio taste test, so to speak. So, are you ready to go, Luis?
Ready.
All right, we flipped a coin. Tampa lost, and so Tampa will go first. WUSF's Bobby O'Brien went out in search of the historic Tampa Cuban sandwich.
It all starts with the bread.
Tampa bread, you know that if you've eaten a piece of it because crumbs are everywhere.
That's Andrew Hughes. He wrote the history of Florida's first Spanish-Cuban restaurant, the Columbia, which is in Tampa.
If you go to Miami, you're not going to find that bread. You're going to find a squishy bread.
Tampa Sandwich is named after the Cuban cigar factory workers from the Ybor City neighborhood. They layered sweet shaved ham, shredded mojo marinated pork, Genoa salami, dry Swiss cheese, mustard, and three crisp dill pickles. The owner of King Corona Cafe, Don Barco, says a good Cuban is like a handmade cigar.
You have this different blending of tobaccos. And it's the same thing with the Cuban sandwich. All those different ingredients marry, and that's what gives you the flavor of the Ybor City Cuban sandwich.
Melissa Fair and David Audette are self-styled Cuban sandwich experts. Miami, to them, is neon, mojitos, and surgically enhanced women who wouldn't be caught dead eating the sandwich.
They wouldn't have eaten the bread, for sure. They would have just pulled the meat off and eaten the meat, and in private.
Then
so,
it up.
Yes.
Michelle and Robert Fiedo sell Cubans out of a food truck and will match their sandwich against anyone's, especially Miami.
Bring it on.
Now, that would be a great contest, but Miami's got to use their products.
Their products.
And we stick to our products.
Oh, and one more thing. We're told some Miami restaurants, and even the Miami-Dade School District, buys their Cuban bread from Tampa. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.
So, Luis, what do you think?
I love the opening of the piece and the sound of that outsized kitchen knife slicing through the bread and the breadcrumbs flying everywhere. The description of what was in the sandwich was good, and the reference to a Cuban cigar immediately transported me to the last time I sat somewhere smoking a cigar, drinking Cuban coffee, and wishing I had a Cuban sandwich. It was very precise, very evocative, very tough bar to meet here because it really had me thinking about how hungry I am right now. And I love the notion of Miami being perhaps the place where people are a little too weight conscious and concerned about just eating the meat and not eating the bread.
We know here in Miami that the bread is a potential attack point for us. What we took a slightly different approach to our half of the audio taste test. We produced something that we think really reflects the way that politics are done here in Miami. And this is WRN's Kenny Malone.
If we've learned anything this political season, attack ads win wars.
Yes, I'm Dario Moreno. I'm a political consultant in Miami.
Over cafe con leche at Versailles Restaurant on Calle Ocho, Dario and I strategized. He said we should attack Tampa's Cuban cred.
The truth is, you get better cigars in Miami. At least our city commission is three Cubans. The most prominent politician that ever came out of there was former Governor Martinez, and he spoke in a southern accent.
We need to focus in on one or two nuggets. I think back to the great political attack ads. Remember the Swift Boat ad?
I served with John Kerry.
I served with John Kerry.
John Kerry has not been honest.
So what's our Swift Boat moment here?
I think your Swift Boat moment is the salami.
The ingredients for an authentic Tampa Cuban sandwich are sweet ham, Genoa salami.
Well, salami belongs in pizza and Italian restaurants.
Salami, it's bologna.
Dario said this is about salami and family values. So Tampa, officially eat this.
Tampa claims to have the official Cuban sandwich, but what do we really know? Tampa uses Genoa salami, Is this the Cuban sandwich for your children? Miami Mayor Tomas Regalado doesn't think so.
If my abuela would have seen salami in a Cuban sandwich, she would do the signal of the cross and say, that's a sacrilege.
Even Tampa officials know the resolution is a farce.
This doesn't say this is the best tasting Cuban sandwich or the most popular or the one that we want to promote.
Then stop promoting it, Tampa. You're hundreds of miles from Cuba and a world away from reality.
Brought to you by the Facebook group for Patriots for Sandwiches and Family Values.
So, Luis, what do you think of Miami's argument?
Well, I love the attack ad notion because it's true to Miami politics and it's true to Cuban-American politics and true to Cuban politics in general, on the island and off the island. But, you know, some things should be above attack ads. I mean, it's true. When the mayor said the notion of salami in a Cuban sandwich would have his grandmother crossing herself and saying sacrilegio, it was compelling. But it didn't provoke the taste buds. It didn't evoke the notion of the pork melting in my mouth. It didn't give me that sense of that first bite in that Cuban sandwich cut in half. I'm sorry, Tampa won this deal, and that's coming from a Miami native. Now, just be clear, though. The Cuban cred, it's all Miami. Okay, you have the historical claim and all that, that's true, but Miami. If we were to ask, ¿quién es más cubano? It's Miami.
I'm Dan Gretsch in Miami.
And I'm Scott Finn in Tampa.
And Luis Clemens at NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C., wishing for a real Cuban sandwich.